Ballast water from ocean-going ships that enter the Great Lakes through the St. Lawrence Seaway is the source of invasive species that have damaged the lake's ecosystem and cost millions of dollars to counteract.
It's a travesty what's happened so far, and the shipping industry should be ashamed of itself for allowing this to happen. Some way, somehow, we have to stop that ballast water from reaching the Great Lakes.
State Senator Rob Coles, a Green Bay Republican, wants to prohibit ocean-going vessels that use Wisconsin ports from discharging ballast water here. He says he hopes passage of such a measure will put pressure on the federal government. David Nafsker, executive director of the Council of Great Lakes Governors, agrees this is a problem best addressed by the feds.
It seems clear that a comprehensive and coordinated national approach is the preferred long-term means of stopping new invasives from penetrating the Great Lakes.
Coles says the federal government is dragging its feet, which is why he and Senator Bob Wirch are opposing the ban on ballast water dumping in Wisconsin waters. Nafsker, with the governor's council, says frustration is growing. He expects more states to act independently on the issue. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.